Okay, so today, Bez Hashem, we're going to do Shir Yudalit, the Hilchos Kiddush Levana, and then Parsha Shir from 12 to 12:30, and then Bez Hashem Monday, Bez Hashem, will be the final Shir in Kiddush Levana, and Tezvav, and hopefully I'll give you out also a Hazarah question sheet that you could take home with you in Gaza. Okay, let's begin. Today's shiur is about, we know it's a halacha that we've all, many of us heard, some have not heard, about doing Kiddush Levana underneath the awning, meaning not doing the Kiddush Levana underneath the awning. Now when you go out,
even in a house?
Yeah. Right, not to do it inside.
Just look out the window.
Right. So the question is that permissible? Is that the proper way? Or even if you go outside, should you have to not be under the awning? So we know the Gemara tells us on Membeis Amralef and Masechta Sanhedrin that, you know, that Kiddush Levana is Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Il Molei Lul Zochu Yisrael Al Ahakbil So it's Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. So if you look in the Shulte Giborim, at the bottom of the Mordechai and Brachas on page 2, it says the Shulte Giborim, Maram Shalma B'Shem Rabbeinu Moshe Mipilev, She'ein Lamo Tachas Gag. That you shouldn't be standing underneath a roof or overhang, ela b'chotzer or b'rachov, b'mokom tara, b'shas kiddush halavada. Yes, no, there should be no ohel. Ve'im ekachem ela ad shetehei zvichosa nikeres al gabe karka. And that's the other halacha about that it's, the moon should be shining. Right. In other words, if you only have one person, my son, he did Kiddush Levana. I was the only one with him. So there's only one person. You say it three times to that one person. That in other words, you don't necessarily have to. If you were meshiv gimel pomim, that's good enough. That's a chiddush. Usually, we're not knowing this way. In other words, say somebody you already answered three times, aleichem shalom, aleichem shalom. Then you don't have to do shalom aleichem shalom aleichem shalom. That meshiv kishol, so meshiv gimel pomim die. Because of the Tosafot, no, that's later tav haminuk shein lamod tachas agag. He says, Tosis say that we don't know. In Mivarach Machal, Yishlo Lil Bosh, Big Day Shabbos. That's also a chiddush. That if you're doing it on Motzai Shabbos, so you're wearing Big Day Shabbos. But if you're doing it on a Tuesday night, you're not necessarily wearing Big Day Shabbos. So if you know, I don't know anyone who's really mocked with this. If he knows he's going to do Kiddush Levana on a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, He should wear Shabbos clothing to shul. So the Maril, let's see the Maril on page 4 or 5. Says that b'chol chodesh mekachim alvana b'umad. Nefshav lanu kabbalas pnei shchina. Chach kosev marach v'dein lamo tachas shum gag. So the marach, he calls him a marach or zaruah, we'll see. Dein lamo tachas shum gag kidei shelo yehel alav imo shum tuma. So he says that it should be in a place of tara. There shouldn't be any tuma. We're going to see this discussion in the poskim whether you can do Kiddush Levana in a cemetery. Interesting shayla. But here he's saying that the reason why you shouldn't be under the Gag, they should allow emotion to them. Mekadosh b'cholach ad tezva zayin b'chodesh v'en yom tezayin b'chol. But tezayin monim yom hamolad, right? All these halachas we know already. Lom yom kviyas ha-chodesh. Chayin b'orchas chayim. Rosh chodesh, in all the mutsir ha-kadim, lo kodesh d'rabbana. Okay, that's something else. Okay. So this is a very interesting halacha, that you're Kabbal Priya Dei Shechina, so you should wear a big day Shabbos. So even, yeah, but he says that you should Kabbal the Priya Shechina, so you should be in a Mokum Tara. You shouldn't be in a place, even though there's no mace under the oil now, but it shouldn't be a place where, so you should be outside. Outside with no overhang. Because there shouldn't be any mokum that you can be mahil on the Dover Tundi. We'll see, there can be other reasons also.
What
if you know there's no tumma there? What if you know there's no tumma there? Is there...
It's all shame. There's a place, Tyroid, right? There's no tumma.
He's saying maybe if there's a suffix, then it's what they're talking about. But maybe... I want to ask Rav Abadi, what about by Kiddush, the last Birkas Hachama? I asked him, does it have the same Kepeda that you have to go? So he thought, if I remember correctly, it was a couple of years ago, that he thought that you only have it by Kiddush Levana, as Mekabel Pnei Shechina. We'll see, there's another sheet that says that you're going out to greet the Shechina. It's not out to Tuma Shabbat. So he thought, if I remember correctly, I think he told me that he thought not, but the Birkas Hachama, you don't have such a, even though the minhag is to go out by Birkas Hachama also, but he thought that Birkas Hachama didn't have the same, didn't necessarily, as Kiddush Levana. Yes, thanks.
Just on the other point, the Shabbos, so I it was covered on Saturday night, and it's now Wednesday night, and I'm wearing this.
Right, so technically speaking, he writes here, where did we see that? Who said it? Michel de Giborim, that you should always wear Big Day Shabbos during Kiddush Levana, so even if you're doing it during the week. And that's Michel de Giborim. Oh, Rabbi Talaki, you're here to help us out. Rabbi Talaki, it says here on page 2 in the Shulte Givorim, you should wear Big Day Shabbos for Kiddush Levana, even if you're doing it during the week.
I mean, is this true? Every
halacha
that we say,
in Mivach Bechol, Yishlo Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos. No, so... No, here the Gemara says that it's Mekabel Pei Hashchina.
So it's Big Day
Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. Here we have halachas from that.
So do we have a bigger problem?
Yeah, no.
You can't stand above the head of the cholah because the shrine is there.
Yeah.
That was halacha. It was the same. I never heard anyone say bigger problem. You're supposed to address the big day shabbos. Maybe
good. Right, so...
Maybe people want to do it in
any
case, and that's
the reason not. Right, I mean, look, the minute is the people, that's why you should always wear, a suit and a tie, you never know when,
but
then it's not special.
Something that would pass for Big Day Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you just
mean
Shabbos.
That
would be more special, right?
Yeah, what do you say? You raise your hand.
So, if I've been correctly,
under the rule,
there's a potential that someone
has the idea. Well, so the, right, in other words, the Maril says, on page here, on page 4, the Chochosh, the Kachim, Alvanim, Umad, Nechshalol, Kabbalah, Pnei Shechina, Kach, Kosim, Marach, Tein lama tach shum gag kdei shum lo yahal imo shum tumma. So let's see, we have the original source here, the dress of Marach or Zeru, so let's look up, page 7. Look at page 7, why not? That's who it is here. Umarach on the left side. Umarach shoma b'shem harav Moshe Fulda. She'ein lama tachas agag ulekadeh shal b'chotzer b'chov mokum tara. It should be in the mokum tara. Vein mekach alokim tachas teiz v'chos in the keres al akarka. Ukos of Rabbi Rabbeinu Or Zeruah kagavna the Bible Gemara in the Shabbos Yom Kippur. Vein mekol tadir. Okay, so that's what he's quoting. I don't think that we get any more clarity from. But if you want to see, it's always good to look in the. Let's look in the Yosef Omitz for a second on page 14, 13, 14. Rosh HaDayanim of Frankfurt. And the Breuers, what do? They go through all the Yosef Omitzes?
I think they follow a lot of the Omitzes
of the Yosef Omitzes. So he says, look what the Yosef Omitz says. Misha roa ta levana beveso beishon laila. You see the levana in your house in the middle of the night. B'shasha b'nei adam yishenim. Everyone's sleeping. Misara lachas yichidi. In other words, all of a sudden in the middle of the night you see the levana. You look out the window, you see the levana, and you're afraid to go out alone. Adam adam kachem mokam giyu takas v'mayim. Aki rava pachar alav shal v'kein. So if he's afraid to go outside, and then tomorrow, next night is already too late. It's not Yikuba. You don't have to be choshesh. You could do it inside. Shekosu Baal Mate Moshe Shero Oso Yoshev Sameh Mutub Levi Yeshas Kiddush Alavana Veloya Rotzel Atzeis Lachutz Tziva Muftoach HaChalon Negev Alavana V'Kiddusha. It's interesting. He said he should open the window. You know, you can ask why he has to open the window. Open the window. So Malkum Tom Veidei Lotzi Harosh. I don't recommend this. He says, Malkum But I don't think you have to do that. I'm not into people sticking their head out the window.
Plane?
Yes, so people make it on the plane. Right? People hire planes, right?
The help out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Which rabbi did it?
I don't know.
The bells are rabbi did it?
I think the bells are rabbi did it?
Yeah.
He's under the guard. How can he say he's under the guard? Unless the helicopter is open on the side. It's under the open.
Yeah,
so you're
going.
No, so the helicopter is open. They tilt a little bit, you know. And he's like that.
I don't think that's a helicopter.
You don't think it's worth it.
So lean out of the helicopter or do it? I'm pretty sure there's a bigger issue than not saying Kiddush
Levana. I think you're right.
But otherwise, what are we going to do?
By the way, that's a question of using parachutes, not the reason.
Yeah, what do you own?
Periodically they don't work, and that might be enough that stuff equal cause nefesh. You might not be able to use parachutes,
son. And the parachutes are God also.
Let's look.
Well, it depends on the wind, I guess.
Let's look in the Eliyahu Rabbah, okay? Telki, it's time to look in the Eliyahu Rabbah. Rabbi Telki, like you point out, is a big fan of the Levush. Not everyone is learning all the Levush, right? Telki holds we should all be learning the Levush. And as Rabbi Shapiro points out, the Eliyahu Rabbah is really a parish on the Levush. So he says, Tachas Agag, Elam Chotzer, B'chol, Mokam 17, Mokam Tara, because of a Bach, Nachronim, Misha Choshish, Beis and Michosh, V'yokol Atzis Chachus, O Shashruyim Beit HaAchum, O Yesh, Bevoz, Betin Ofis, Yikadish Bevais, Der Chalon, Posa. I saw also King Shea Yoshe, B'chabur Simcha. I guess like if you're in the middle of a B'chabur Simcha, like you're holding by a Sheva Brachas, so what are you going to say? Oh, I have to go outside and Mekadosh to Levana. You're in the Chabura. I want to leave. So he says, interesting. So he said, just stay where you are. Just be Mekadosh to Levana from where you are. So even it would be a question of just saying, excuse me, I want to go Mekadosh to Levana. So he said that there are Marshal of Noyeg, Shehaya Yoshe B'chabura Simcha, he wouldn't leave the crowd. You see an interesting idea. You shouldn't leave the Chabur Simcha. Even to be Kaddish Levana, if you could just do it from inside. Paul Prad, Mekachim Reform and Beis HaKvaris. Speaking of Yisrael, Lisrachek Mikvarim Arba Amos. Why would they know what to do to the Beis HaKvaris?
Because I've
told
my dad. What's
the law? No, they say, they would dafka do it in the Beis HaKvaris. Yeah, but why would they dafka do it in the Beis HaKvaris? Better not do it in the Beis HaKvaris. Why even?
Why would they go about it? Any other places that they don't need to bury somebody?
Why isn't it going to Rosh?
They
could
bury someone.
They go to Rosh.
So that's what we think. You have to be marking the Amos.
Yeah, then it's not
Dalai Rosh. Then it's not Dalai Rosh.
That's any
Nisam. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have to see. Well, what's this idea? So look in the, on page 24, in the Sefer Kiddush Levana. Page 24. Well, one second. Bottom of two lines of page 24. Uve Elio Rabo Sukon Yuzaikosa Ufi Tamze. In other words, we'll see. One of the reasons is that you, it's Kabbalah Shpnei Shechina, so you're going out and you're Kabbalah Shpnei Shechina. Pope Parab Makachim Flamen Beis HaKvaris. So what's the reason? Venerali Atam She Yotzim Min Ha'ir, because the Beis HaKvaris were outside the city. So that's what they would do. We go outside the city, show we're going out to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. You know, like the Gemara has, you know, they went into the fields to Mekabel Shabbos, you know. So you go out outside of the city to Mekabel Pnei Shechina.
That means cemetery.
No, it was the cemetery.
The cemetery wasn't the place, that was all the outside. Right. There's no other outside.
Yeah, but it could be. Yeah, Kayote Lakras Melech. When she came Nogu from him, Gam, the Birkhat Sahama, she Yotu Lakasha Beis HaKvaris. So he says, you see that even Birkhat Sahama. Okay, so then take a look at the Bach. In the Bach, I might say, here, take a look first in the Torah. Let's look at the Gemara, maybe. The Gemara we saw yesterday, on page 1. The verse of Meremer and Mezuzah Makatsi, right, so we had two pshatim, what that meant, two girsos. Whether they were leaning on each other, or they were like rubbing shoulders, right? So, look at the Bach now, page 8. Rame Rav Zutta, Havim Chati Hu Umavarchi. Mira de Ratzalon, Meshaloya Umbe Kolecha Bifne Atzmo, Umavarch. So there's a whole idea of Chati Hu means everyone would huddle together. Literally, they were rubbing shoulders. Now, let's have a yachad because Kisvel Adad, Umavarch of Yachad, Shazel Der Hashivas. Lahagvil Pnei Hashchinas. Der Hashivas, that the you know, you like a crowd. They're huddling together like a crowd. V'chein, Kosu Achronim, page 9, Dei Mekachim Avon Atachas Agag, Dei Zeterch Derch Kovod. El Yotzim Mitachas Agag V'toch HaRachov. Kidech Shiyotzim V'kabal Pnei HaMelech. Shiyotzim V'krosso. Mi calls the heck a deaf shah, while Misha Koshish Bait and Michush, a Yoko Ates, there's a cold, Michuts, Inamisha Shurim Ben Agoim, Yoko Kadishim, the base of their Chalonu Pesach. But he says, like, you know, like it could be like for like Goyim, you know, make fun, it doesn't, you know.
So the
window is not a chassid, right? How about the mirror? Is there any side of the ma'akev? Precious, none of this is ma'akev. None of this is in the Gemara. None of this is really in the Gemara. So let's look down at the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Yeah.
So what makes the moon fit in? Like I've
heard an idea that like... Well, the Gemara says more to that because the Chodesh HaZeh Lachem and Zeh, it says Zeh Keli Van Vehu, right? That was by the previous Yom Tov when he saw the Shechina. So...
I heard also that we, like, part of the Kalavah is like, so we don't worship the moon, like, you know, that it's...
Well, then we'll see about why we say Aleinu afterwards. So, but... Yeah, okay, so, so let's look at the Magen Avraham Taz first, let's see, take a look. Tachas Agag, V'lo Noda, Tzvei L'tam HaMinig, V'mario, Kosa V'tam Shalo Yahi, Olo Lav Shem Tuma. Bach, Kosa V'tam Sheyotzi L'Rchol, Kederach Adam Sheyotzi L'Kras HaMelech. Hei Tchosu V'Hogos Min Hogim. V'komokom Yish, Lo Eze Michush, Ashurim Ben Akum, Mekadesh tachas agag. Zeloshem matemosh, ani reisi rashal, shebechabur simcha, ulrotza lotzeis lochutz, uposach hachalo nega ovon v'kitsha. Mekol shuken shish mevuos hametunofas, muto mekadesh v'bayis. If you don't have proper, hopefully we'll just have some shiurim next man about that. If it's not a clean place, then... So then you're having a real shaila of being able to say a bracha there, and this is just a chumrah or a hidur to go outside. And take a look at the Taz. Tachas Agag, Kozim Morim Chami, the Bach, Hatam Dein Zedek Kovod, El Yosim Tachas Agag, Toch HaRachov. We call the heck of the Efshar, Alishish Koshish, Rain of Mechush, שלא יוכל לצאת לחוץ, עידן כששרויים בין האחים. שלא לקדש בבית דרך כמונו פסח. בצורה כזאת, האחר שאומר טיפול עליהם, אומר שש פעולים, אומר מהלוך וילך, ובעצם לא יפתור. כזאת ועכשיו תשובה, בסום יוכל לברך על הבנה. אף שאין יוכל לברך מורי האש. כי זה נתקן על חידש העולם, ודום הוא יוצא בורס. צאתי כזאת בשם בספר שושן סודס, ובתחילה מסתכל בלבנה, כך הם מסתכל למטה וגום מהברכה. Right, that was the discussion. Oh. And the Mate Moshe that we've been quoting, he's a Talmud of the Marshal. He writes here on page 11. So he says that he writes in Mori Harav, meaning his Rebbe, the Marshal, on page 12, She Yoshe B'chabura Sameh V'tov Leiv V'yigir Shaskir Zavon V'leir Rotsa Latzei Sochutz. So interesting. Today, you know, someone would give you old Musa Shmuz, you know, it's not right. And Marshal, it doesn't even say necessarily that it was, well, the way it was quoted in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah, didn't say it was mitzvah. Yeah, in other words, in Magen Avraham, it was a page, yeah, it just said, it was simcha. Yeah, okay, it's mashma. Just chabur simcha. He's with people. Yeah, he was schmoozing. So he could have said, you know, how long is Kiddush Levana? I mean, how long is the whole, you know. But, you know, you don't want to leave the chevra. You're in the chevraya. You don't leave the chevraya. Even if it's an interesting thing. It's a good marshal to have, you know. Yeah. Now, in terms of the window, so he went in, he did it inside, he didn't leave. Let's just do it inside. Well, take a look at the Prima Gaudium on page 19. Tachas Hagag. Ayin Mogad Avram. Ayin Sival, Osal, Vashem. Im Yefshem Luftoch HaKalon. Kol Sheroa Ali Veis Chuchis. Nami Roshayim. Chacham Beis HaKak. It's interesting that the children are in the chatchila to open the window. Tziva l'ftoach hachalon. Yeah, well, that's only brought down in the later farm. Doesn't say that in the Gemara, that you have to go outside. Well, what if you can do so, you can do it inside. So, but there's some Indian that the Chathili should open the window. But he says that it's good enough you see it, even if you're not. Yeah, I remember there was one year sukkah, there was the special a couple of years ago. Like we had now, what did you call it? The eclipse. Sukkah's night. I remember looking through the skach, already started. And the Taz says, Ayin Taz, on page 19, Ayin Magad Ramash, Mashe Ein Tzarech Luftoch HaChalon, the Rami Tchukas, of the Mashal Pasach HaChalon, Vayim Lechatchila, so Lechtoa HaChalon. Oh, we have Shar, Yeshin Kuv, she have Shar, Rechol Yechol Vorach Mavayis, Negar HaChalon, Rav Mitoch HaTchukas. Perish Berch is Rami Vitor, Vakafkul Pnei Avihim, Hainu Al Yidir Vavana, Roim, Anu, Vidulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shepuloso Emma Shemiyat HaYarech Shekitruga. Is the Malchus Beizavid Mishal Lulavana. And Shlomo Melech of Hashalom Tezva Vdor B'mal HaYon V'chakech Pachtu Ad Shenech Rav Habayis V'na Seder Rabbim Mosi Lola Tizchadish Malchuso V'shenei Meres HaGadol V'mosi V'atim Shem Yisrael V'mosi B'vnei Mini Batu Yitzias Mitzrayim Yishkech Hashem Avliyona V'chlal Baruch Hashem Yisparach V'vado V'zosu Chasen Eil Baruch V'spala Rachel V'dei Lulavana Nere B'kvarosu. Okay, so that's the, okay. Let's take a look now in the Igros Moshe, on page 20. Oh, Tom Shea McCashel, vote from Gog. So he quotes the Bach. And it said, you know, it's good to go as a, you know, you Kabbal the Melech. But he's saying the Gra is Mitzayin, because of Aramayim, Mekachim, and Vodatachas Agag. He was Mitzayin that Gemara of Mechatzi Adodi. So what's the connection? So he says, second paragraph, he says, "Lachay nira shagamu mefarish kabach b'loshem Mechatzi shu mischabe yachad." Only like two people. Lo yad zedover hanika shayonera rakin izdam lo riyas halavana. Then it's chabru yachad shebzeh nika shayosu l'chutz v'shil zeh. Nimsa sharaya hu mamish b'mesha osu b'reiru marzutra. Yem b'shil zeh haya nika shayishmalu b'shnayim yosu b'yichidi. In other words, the raya was the fact that they got together. It's not dicker that you went out to be mekabel l'shchina, but if you're doing it with two people, then it looks like you're going out for something special. So then you shouldn't do it under the gag. And then he asks your question, Max, on page 21. The Tam Mariel Shehivi Mogen Avram Shol Yahil Tumo Utam Shalom Yadu Alanu Ezek Vei the Shaykh. He said, "The Brikas Alvar Yosef Bichol Bar Mitzvah Divrei Kedusha." Rabbanan Bati Vegogos Shekel and Mutul Likolis Lasham in Shaykh Tumo. We don't say a halacha that Koyin can't be mahal and an oil because maybe there's too many. Make it tasty. So why could the oil sell the Birkas HaLavana? Sorry for you. If you look at the Yaskil Avdi, Avadi Hadaya, Yaskil Avdi, page 23. What?
A
Syrian. Yeah. on page 23. It says, "B'divrei Ramah, Nei Mekachin Tachas Hagag," close to Mariel. So he wants to know, is the same thing about, like, under the branches of a tree? Also, I'm going to show you Tachas Anfei Ha'ilon. So that's what I was wondering. Forget about the tree. Say you go outside and you go under the awning. Say. So when really no egg, we tell people, oh no, you shouldn't do it under the awning. But is there a smart to say that, but Lamaisi went outside? Like when you're.
It's a god. The awning is a god. Why do you.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm saying, like...
It went out.
So is that... Right. So I'm saying that if it's the tomb, obviously, that is a problem, but it could be that going out... If we want to assume that the Iker reason is the Kabbalah's Pneashchina, not the tumma, like Rav Moshe was saying, we don't understand that reason, then maybe this is sad to say that... You went out, even if you're under the awning, maybe it should be okay.
The rain has to be a thing that's made of. I don't know if it's a reason not to do it, but the awning will stop from raining.
It's raining
outside.
Yeah, then probably won't see the
Lubach.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, here is Danny Aris said, when was that on the outside fish above this past year? Yeah. He says, he named the capacity of Mokar Advar with Mariel, the Lomb Association. Then he says, "Can if I call the home b'makom shemukzak tumah sham, b'makom batei floras, b'makom shemukzak tumah sham, b'makom ganim v'pardesim, v'shasaram shemukzak tumah sham, me'olam vada iman lach v'makom mishem sveker, mishkan sveker, so I think mishkan tumah b'chal, came in that time b'mukzak tumah." So he says that by an Ilan, he says only if it's mukhzak that there's tumah there. If it's not mukhzak, then you don't have to worry about it. But somehow the minhag also is not to go under the overhang. Okay. Sometimes, like in Gluck, I remember one month, like if you didn't go under the overhang and you went too far out, then you couldn't see the moon anymore. You know, unless you went to some other location. So that's why. But none of these things are really Kuva. Now there's another Mario we should take a look. On page 18. He says, "Mari segel lo mekadesh halavana b'shum yontif shechal b'motzai Shabbos k'chag Shavuos." As if yontif would fall out on motzai Shabbos, so motzai Shabbos we usually do kiddush levana, but not on yontif. If you have time, shev sheish tchum in lamata, keish sheish tchum in lamala, vein v'hakbil pnei shechina b'yontif chutz l'tchum. Because when you're the Shekhinah say Lamala Miyud and it's coming. So when you're speaking to the Shekhinah, it's like what? It's like you're going chutz l'tchum. Just kishchin is umata mal miyud, and it's the whole tchum umala. So you're mekabel pei shchina chutz l'tchum. What do you bring us over to ain't tchina? We ain't more miyudus. It's a tchina there. So one of Omar Shadesh the first that's a tchina, that's a bakasha. So maybe that's why you shouldn't say bakasha, son. Yes, Shabbos and Yontif. Omnam Heir al Rabba Hamufog Marash Tavohi Amastid Vaya Mekadish Gam Be Yontif Motzai Shabbos. But he said that his Rebbe would do it. He would be Mekadosh Levana on Motzai Shabbos, even if it was Yontif. So this is the discussion that we said. There's a discussion whether, you know, we're supposed to be Mekadosh Levana Motzai Shabbos, so Shabbos is even better, Lechora. So this is the beginning of the discussion that we don't do it on Yontif or Shabbos. So Tchumen, whatever that means, or and Tchina.
Different
than other schemas, we say part of the Mitzvah Tefillah, and for an essay on Shabbos. That's six, and then that's yeah. Part of the Mitzvah. Yeah. Rav Shach said over Moshe Feinstein, about the Bachashas of Ruchnius, we can do on Shabbos. You know, say, he's just trying to be, you know,
saying that if you missed it, the last line should be able to do it.
Number five. Should Rashi Ma'aseh Kima Chrono Deizu Dafkim Lo Kiddush Kodesh Shabbos Ayon Deshu Lai Lachrono Yevzor Lo Kaddish. He Kaddish Shabbos Yevzor Zmano. But also Yechol Kaddish Achakim Lahakel. The Divrei Rebbe Hu 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 Hu
Friday night,
yeah, Friday night is the last night, and you should do it on Friday night.
What does this mean? I don't think it's
coming. What don't you get?
What? I don't understand how the purpose. What does it mean? Purpose
come.
Yeah, you can't. What's that proven? I'm confused.
This is a metaphysical concept.
Correct.
But what
does
the different form? The ten.
You become all the Shechina, and the Shechina is from the Chutz L'Tchum, so you're like reaching out Chutz L'Tchum, even though you're not.
The
note
says,
"Kishbekal Tein Avana,
Chutz
L'Tchum."
He's actually leaving.
Leaving to greet the Shechina, right?
Maybe it's only,
a bracha of Sheva, but you don't have that extra mile of.
So therefore, what? You should do it inside.
And maybe all the kiddos would only be in the eating. Because, like, what if it's manual? If it's the whole time,
I have to check. There's some truth in the Merle Diskin that I meant to look up. I don't know if he says exactly like that or something like that.
Yeah,
sure. I'm sure. But again, you know, these things are, you know, lachatilus, shibba lachatilus, shibba lachatilus. But the Marshal is very interesting. That he wouldn't leave. You can see, you know, someone giving him musa shmuz, like, you have a camel for a shechina, and you're just staying there, and you're doing a b'di'evet, kabbalah for a shechina, you should say, oh, excuse me, I have to go. It's interesting that he doesn't say that. We assume the Marshal is from the great people. You want to leave the Chabura. Mr. Haskell. Part of the Chabura, you should leave the Chabura. Okay, everybody. So, we completed packet. You're down. So, Bez Hashem, Monday we'll have our final shiur on Kiddush Levana. And Bez Hashem, Tuesday, we have to, it was the opening day, but I think we'll have to discuss the scheduling for Tuesday. We'll discuss it.